Fiscal cliff tax questions are why many companies are shoveling money out the door before year's end in the form of special dividends to shareholders. Bulk retailer Costco is among them. Joining me to talk about this is Fortune Magazine Senior Editor-at-Large Alan Sloan. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Mark.
Great to have you here. Now, sometimes you hear about these special dividends, and it doesn't sound like a lot when they just say $7 per share. But this is what Costco did. And when you add that up, though, over all the share, this is a $3 billion payment. So just take us inside the mindset of these companies as they're putting out these big payouts and moving forward on that. Why is that?
Okay. You've got Costco. They're borrowing $3.5 billion, the company, at very low interest rates in order to pay $3 billion to their shareholders, who include the founding family, because the shareholders would rather pay 15% tax on their dividends to Uncle Sam than whatever the rate will be next year, which nobody knows, but is likely to be substantially higher.
The companies are doing this. They're saying it's for the shareholders. But as you point out, many of the people who run and own these companies, they're getting a great personal benefit by doing this. Just talk a little bit about that.
Well, sure. But they're shareholders. And the game is, if the shareholders can pay less, they'll pay less. And later down the road, they'll pay more. It's not significant in economic terms. And it's going to probably mess up 2 years of dividend statistics. But unless you happen to be a dividend techie, I don't think you're going to care very much.
How are we going to see the behavior of these companies change once there is some certainty where there is uncertainty now?
It's going to depend on whether the tax on dividends is the same or almost the same as the tax on capital gains. If dividend taxes are considerably higher going forward, well, what's going to happen is companies will pay out less in dividends than they otherwise would, and will spend more money buying back stock and what they call returning cash to taxpayers in ways that are taxed as capital gains. Think of it as stimulus for the accounting business.
Okay. We'll leave it there. Alan Sloan, Senior Editor-at-Large of Fortune. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Mark.